Entrepreneur Success Formula podcast, where we'll be getting down to earth with real entrepreneurs who work hard and know that success is more than just a mindset shift, because it takes blood, guts, and a bucket full of luck to survive and thrive in the modern business world. And in this episode, I am speaking with Jamie Love, who has over 8 years' experience in global digital acquisition, which led him to establish Monumental Marketing. It's an agency based on a marketing ecosystem geared towards growth. Now, this ecosystem is working successfully for multiple industries, such as fashion, tech, education, finance, and more. And their cohesive approach to marketing, coupled with expert knowledge, technology, experience, and passion, has allowed their clients to gain substantial, but most importantly, sustainable digital growth. So, Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. That's an amazing introduction. I need to carry you around where I go.
It's not quite as amazing as your hair, though, I have to say.
Oh, thank you.
That is awesome. So, did you get the questions, or should we just crack straight into them? Because we just need to know how you got your first customer.
Yeah, it's actually quite funny. So, this was even before I started Monumental. It was still kind of like a side thing. It was mainly an idea. And I actually got my first ever customer through my personal Instagram. Because I kind of use my own personal channels to test things out and try things, as I think it kind of adds authenticity to what we do and credibility. If I can do it for myself, I can do it for you. I got our first ever customer through my personal Instagram.
Fantastic. Now, you've been going for 8 years. You don't look old enough.
I started young, Damien.
Wowzers. No, that's pretty impressive. You know, it's great to have, some really good quality young entrepreneurs on the show as well. So fantastic. What has been your biggest mental challenge you've had to overcome as an entrepreneur?
I think the main thing has been the shift of just kind of everything and the way you work. So kind of when you're in education or you're in a job, you have set office hours, you have set work hours and stuff like that. Whereas when you kind of first go out as an entrepreneur, all of that goes away. But it's not only the structure that goes away, it's also the kind of the social aspects that come with it. So I feel that was probably the most kind of mentally draining for me, was kind of sitting in a room all day on my own for the first like 6 months trying to get this thing going. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, when speaking to other entrepreneurs, that's definitely the hardest thing when you start off. It's that change of like everything you know and everything you're used to doing and working with all goes away, and you have to recreate that for yourself. That's pretty tough.
Why did you choose to become an entrepreneur? I mean, why didn't you just go and get a job like everyone else does? all the non-normal people.
I think for me it was more about what I do, as opposed to, you know, entrepreneurship has never really been on my mind. It was more working with a load of agencies in my career that I felt I could do this way better. Mm-hmm. So it was more, you know, kind of started by the passion for what I do, as opposed to the desire to be kind of self-employed.
Yeah, it's funny. I was speaking to a client earlier on today, and we were answering this question and saying ultimately it's because we're unemployable. Because if we go into a business, the first thing we do is we look at how rubbish a lot of businesses are run. And we would say, well, the first thing I'd do is get rid of you. Because you're running this and it's a debacle.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because then you kind of have this weird energy as well as an entrepreneur. And I think it would be really hard for any of us to kind of go back into like a 9 to 5 or, you know, like a real job.
A 9 to 5. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? It's like 9 to 5. It's like, well, first of all, you know, it's who you are. So it's your life. And there is really no such 9 to 5, you know. So we had the bank holiday weekend in the UK on Monday, and I was working. And, you know, because globally, most countries don't have a bank holiday. And yet people that have, like, jobs over here are just like, oh, bank holiday, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, life goes on. And I just love bank holidays because I get so much done. Yeah. There's no distraction. Well, there's less distraction, mm-hmm. you know, less people calling you, emailing you, so you can actually get on with stuff. Mm-hmm. So I find them so useful just to actually just smash through a load of work.
Fantastic. Okay, so if you had to start over again from scratch, what one thing would you do differently at the beginning?
I think for me it would be based around like the structure and actually asking for help. So I think when I first started, I'd never been agency side before. So a lot of the contracts, accountancy, legal, I was kind of just making up myself and hoping for the best. So if I'd do it again, I'd probably get those things right from the word go. So, you know, have the right kind of lawyers and accountants and stuff like that so that they can take care of all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of set up and ready to go. as opposed to having to do it a million times because you kind of just guessed your way through it. So I think, yeah, definitely would be the main thing I'd do differently is just get that kind of support from actual professionals.
Okay. And so this one will might be a little bit similar because you are so young. So usually I ask this question to people who maybe have like a little bit more experience and gap between when they started. But what's the one piece of advice you would give to a young entrepreneur? And it could be, you know, someone sort of 13, 14, 15 years old, because obviously, you know, we see that now, that you can do that. You can be a young entrepreneur. If starting out today in the current climate, so this might actually also incorporate, you know, Brexit and global challenges.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the way I read that question was more young entrepreneur in the sense of someone who's not been an entrepreneur before. Because I actually get a lot of questions from, you know, older people who might, you know, be considering taking that leap. And for them, it's an even bigger step, you know, having worked maybe for someone for 20 years.
I like that. That's good.
So I kind of looked at it in that way. But for me, I think the biggest thing I've noticed with my clients, with people I've worked with, is the companies that fail are the ones that focus on money. So I would always say, like, focus on what you do, focus on your clients, on the why you do it and your services. And I think that is the best way to kind of go forward as opposed to focusing on, you know, the money side of things. Because every time I've seen people kind of get greedy or get too focused on that is when their business kind of loses its identity or its authenticity. So that's always my bit of advice.
I'm actually going to change this question now because of that answer that you just gave me. So you have you've changed the course of the show going forward. I think you're episode 6. So I'm actually going to change it to what piece of advice you would give to a new entrepreneur, young or old, starting out in today's climate. And that's actually quite interesting because I do a lot of work with people that literally are at that pivot state. So that they, you know, they maybe had a career and then they decided to go into entrepreneurship purely because, as you said, it's like, it's, I don't want to spend the rest of my life just paying the bills. Yeah. I want to do something with my life that I enjoy. That's brilliant. Thank you very much. What's the best piece of advice ever given to you by someone else? And if you can name them, brilliant. If you can't, I also understand.
Well, this is the funny part, actually, because this person actually re-popped up in my life about 2-3 days ago. We bumped into each other in Spain, weirdly enough. Didn't even realize she lived there. And when I was 18 at my first ever marketing job, I was really scared about what I was going to do. And my marketing director at the time, Jane Salisbury, who used to be the marketing director for J&J, gave me this piece of advice that kind of stuck with me forever. And it's think of the worst case scenario. And if you can live with it, do it. And so anything I do now, it's with that kind of mentality. So, you know, even if it's a bit of like a brave decision or like, you know, a bit of a sharp turn, I'll think of the worst case. And, you know, if I can live with it and, you know, live on after it, then I'll do it.
I love it. Actually, that reminds me of a piece of advice that I was given by someone who I won't name, that said, what's the worst that could happen? Because it probably won't. Fantastic. If you are in charge of UK business right now, let's just say, I'm going to make you Prime Minister, actually, because I think you'd be really
nice. Prime
Minister. I think that could like shake up politics. Is that Jamie Love for Prime Minister? If you were actually Prime Minister, what legislation would you introduce to help entrepreneurs or business in general, actually?
Yeah. Well, I think for me, the thing that shocks most people outside of the UK is the amount of work we have to do to just pay taxes and just be okay in the government's eyes as a business. So I was talking to some of my friends in Italy who own companies, and they were shocked that I had to have a team of people to manage our VAT, our corporation, our taxes, our PAYE. And they were really, really shocked because, I mean, in countries outside of the UK, entrepreneurs or small businesses get certain allowances, i.e. you might not pay tax for the first year, or you have, you know, kind of things all wrapped in one to make it easier to do it yourself. Whereas I feel in the UK, the minute you open the door, you're actually, you know, whether you're Starbucks or, you know, Jamie sat on a sofa opening a marketing agency, you're kind of expected to do the same amount, which I've always thought was a bit odd. So I think that would be the first thing I'd tackle, is actually just make it easier from just the way companies interact with government to actually just run their business.
Oh, brilliant. So you just cut out there for a sec. Okay, and so what are your plans for the future, and how do you plan to grow your business more?
Well, so I think for me, it's all about sustainable growth. So Monumental is fully bootstrapped by me. I've never taken any investment. I literally started the company with like a couple of grand. So I have to be super sustainable in the way we grow. And yeah, just because we don't really have huge pockets to do crazy things. So yeah, for me, it's just all about growth, kind of taking on clients that we want to work with and focusing on what we want to do, and clients that really understand what we do and see the value of, you know, the skills and experience that we can bring to the table. And as well as kind of expanding geographically. So we've just been featured on the front cover of a magazine in the Gulf in the Middle East, which was awesome. We've got a lot of clients in Europe, and we're looking to start up some really cool partnerships in LA and New York as well. So just, you know, world domination, really.
just world domination. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. You'll be purchasing your white cat soon, you know.
Exactly.
And lastly, what's your favorite business book and why?
Oh, that's a good one. I really like Money. I think that's the kind of first business book I read, and it really kind of stuck with me. I just like the ideas that it brings out and how it kind of forces you to think of situations differently and like its outcome. Yes, I believe so.
Yeah,
I'll need to double check.
Yeah,
yeah. But to be honest, since then I've been more of a podcast person, so yeah. I'm not really huge into business books, but I like podcasts because then you can kind of dip in and out and find people that are more inspiring to you quicker. Mm-hmm. You know, all about time saving, really.
Oh, actually, I'll tell you what, I'm going to add another question. So you've actually altered two questions in this. So what's your favorite business book? Podcast, and why? And of course, it'll be the Entrepreneur Success Formula, but yeah. What's your favorite podcast?
Marketing Over Coffee.
Oh, okay, I heard that one. That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cute. I mean, it's quite small. I follow them on Twitter and stuff, and they focus on specific marketing topics or tactics, which I think is really interesting.
Wow.
I mean, some of it could be maybe a bit too junior, a bit too advanced, but you can, as I said, you can dip in and out and just check out the bits that you find useful. So I find that really helpful.
That's fantastic. And just for the viewers and the listeners' delectation and delight, I will go with Russell Brand Under the Skin, which is my favourite podcast at the moment. I love that one. Mm-hmm. Great stuff. So, Jamie, how can people get hold of you?
I mean, I'm not difficult to find or spot, as you can probably see. So
anyone listening to the podcast will be going, I need to watch the YouTube version.
So, yeah, you could just head to monumentalmarketing.co.uk or any social media channel is Mr. Jamie Lam for Monumental Marketing for the company accounts.
Fantastic. And on Instagram?
Monumental Marketing or Mr. Jamie Lam.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Jamie, super it's been easy. A pleasure. Thank you very much for taking
it's been awesome.
For this is a brief delve into the real life of real entrepreneurs. And can I ask you, if you're viewing or listening, to share this podcast with anyone who you think works hard and would like us on iTunes and YouTube. I think we're going to be on Stitcher as well soon. And make sure you hit the subscribe button and make a comment and share it. So if you'd like to take part in the show, please drop me an email at Damien with an A at rethinkingbusiness.biz and we can have a chat. And as you may or may not know, Jamie, every guest on this show receives a complimentary copy of my online course by the same name, The Entrepreneur Success Formula, worth a whopping $295. So thank you very much. And here's to your own success and the big growth for planet world domination in the future. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.